love.
Welcome, my friend. Welcome to the broadcast. Yes, I am back. Hola, mis amigos. Volnamos is Enrico's The Freedom Scream Arrow. Thanks for being with us tonight, and I want to thank Tom Acavara and John Statmiller for letting me use RBN tonight to save someone's life. No joke. We have a mission tonight, and I hope you'll all join me on it. We have an activist mission here. I'm coming to you on behalf of Miss Anna Taylor. And the situation with Anna Taylor is probably the most complex, in-depth, far-reaching, and has, and I when I say hybrid cases that have everything in them, this one trumps all of them, pardon the pun. And to show you how nothing's changed, where the rubber meets the road, where the real insidious things are going on in Connecticut, where there's no more county sheriff, gone, bye-bye. The attorneys, the members of the bar, got together at the legislature building, and they decided that they'd elect away their elected sheriff. How do you like them apples? If you live in Connecticut, you got no more sheriff. The state police show up, and that's all you have. There's no more sheriff to go to for recourse, for protection, nothing. Let's start off with that premise. Anna Taylor from Connecticut, 37 years old. I don't know where to begin other than first let me welcome my guests, Gary and Chris. We have the full crew tonight. I want to welcome Gary and Chris. Gary, you have seniority. Let's start off. Welcome, my friend. How are you been, Gary?
I've been doing very fine, thank you. I'm very interested in hearing what's transpiring because I did know about the sheriffs not being in Connecticut anymore. Of course, you know, I have a son-in-law who was a state trooper in Virginia. So I got kind of informed on that. All said, I'm real good, and I'm going to say I yield to Chris.
Very good. Chris, how are you tonight?
Great, and it's good to be back on the air with you and Gary, of course. It's always a distinct pleasure and blessing to be with the stature of gentlemen that you are in the platform of journalistic investigations and truth jihad. We're committing a jihad of truth, spreading sunshine and light over the liars.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you, Chris. Yes, and I appreciate you guys very much because I wouldn't be able to do it without my backup. And you guys, and I don't want to do it as backup. You guys are co-hosts with me. This is all kind of an equal roundtable discussion tonight. Anybody wants to call in and participate on this, and you'll kind of get a feel for where we're going as I give some of the details of this case. But the number to call to join us tonight, say hi to Eric and the old crew, even if you just want to call in and say hi and voice your appreciation for Gary and Chris being here. The number to call is 800-313-3000. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Give us a call. Good to be back with everybody this week. It's great to hear Tom Lacavar and the Bundys out. Unfortunately, you know, and I knew this would happen, you know, the celebration and the, you know, the kind of the good news is short-lived when we have situations in, I mean, everywhere. I know there's listeners to this broadcast. I get letters from guys in prison telling me they like the broadcast and they like Eric the Freedom Screamer and thanks for doing what you can do. And if you can do anything for me, don't forget about me and, you know, keep my case on your mind. And if you, you know, help if you can. Otherwise, just, hey, you know, enjoy the broadcast. I know listeners, I've gotten calls from them. I have interactions with the system and the courts and the police that are ungodly, persecutive and tyrannical and awful and vicious and disgusting. We have psychopaths in our local, state, federal government, and none of them are getting drained. There's no swamp getting drained. And once again, I'll say, like I always said, Trump is draining the swamp and refilling it with fresh feces. What do we got? Michael Bolton? I'm not Michael Bolton. He's the singer. John Bolton coming in to beat the drums of war and rumors of war. Furthermore, the answer is yeah. You watch, and Trump's going to sign the bill funding the DACA and funding the abortions and not funding the wall 500 feet of it or something. A pit. Oh, by the way, didn't we already pay for the wall about 15, 20 years ago? I remember John Boehner or what the other speaker of the idiot house coming up and saying, yeah, we've approved the funds for the wall. And it's all the money's right all there. We're just not building it yet. Okay, so the money, what did they do with where did that $450 million go? By the way, I don't want to hear about any. We need more money to fund a wall. They already got paid for. They just didn't go and build it. How convenient. In what business do you pay for something and not have it delivered? The government. So this is going to ring some chords tonight. I know we got listeners who are involved with the system. I'm trying to help keep this woman's case. It's the only thing that's going to save her life. Gary, this is going to be familiar because it's what they did in Michigan, which is your neck of the woods. They did it. They tried to do it to Jody Davies, one of our loyal listeners and supporters, has supported this broadcast directly. Brilliant woman, a very caring nurse. She used to work for the VA. She's a wonderful person, brilliant researcher, very clear-headed. They tried to lock her up on a psychiatric hold permanently and forcibly medicate her into a diaper, taking a living, breathing, wonderful woman into a vegetable. How evil is that? I don't want people listening for entertainment tonight. I appreciate the fact that you're entertained by Eric the Freedom Screamer, but this ain't it. This is activism tonight. We need your help. So I need people to do a couple of things. Just, number one, care. Okay, and I can't force you to care. Those of you with ice water running in your veins, I'm not going to be able to come through the phone and slap you upside the head and say, how would you like this if it was happening to you? But so hopefully people will care enough to make some calls. I'll try to get as much of the numbers out as I can tonight. I'll refer to Sovereign Man and some of our great researchers like Daryl in Alabama. Anybody wants to call in with information, I could use the contact number at the courthouse for the clerk for Judge Joseph Marino in Middletown or Middlesex County. I can hear the buttons clicking right now. Thank you, fellow Freedom Screamers. I got a nice little bio on him. Wait till you hear what college he got his law degree from. If anybody wants to come in and give that punchline and have the glory for that, sack of potatoes, call in at 800-313-9443. Guess where Judge Joe Marino, who's about to lock up Anna Taylor, a brilliant, caring woman, for life. They're not going to let her out if they get their hands on her. They're going to medicate her into a vegetable state like they did with Patricia Kobolak, the woman who started passing out 9/11 videos around to her brothers, all three of whom were very high-level government agents. One was a deputy economic director for the State Department. That's an economic hitman, and he's on the Internet all around the world, Ireland, Greece, all the countries that crashed. African countries, one in Africa, I forget which one. Every country he just went to, the economy crashes. That's always how the economic hitman comes through, as deputy director of economic policy for the U.S. State Department. That's an economic hitman, which John Perkins wrote about in Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He was one. So anyway, Pat Kobolak started passing out 9/11 videos about the New World Order, and her brothers had her locked up in a psychiatric hospital. She's now under forcible incarceration at a private nursing home. And if anybody shows up to do an interview or try to walk her out of there and take her home, which is where she wants to go, they call the RPD, the Rochester Police Corporation,
They call it the RPG should be the RPC. And the corporate whores from the Rochester police, the good guys that they are, show up and tell people, sorry, this woman's being held against her will, and the court said it's okay. And then I guess what? The court and the state make all kind of money on her incarceration. They're doing the same thing to her. So here's Anna Taylor. Started out from a drug-addicted mother and a father who purportedly, she's being told by people in the system, her father was an assassin. Now, we can't prove that. We don't know his name because the mother put unknown on the birth document. She didn't want the guy's name released. There's a little bit of kind of a confirmation that we may not be far off with the term assassin or killer in some way. It's difficult to find his name. We can put one of our researchers on that. She's taken from the family and put into foster care. She winds up in a foster home in Florida, which becomes famous for having the kids in the cages. Remember the kids in the cages at the foster home in Florida? She was one of them. Awarded millions of dollars, which they never gave her. She went on to become married to a man, or I don't know if they were married or not. She had two children with a man who was very powerful. Last name was King, I believe. Go figure. He used his power to take the children and label her as psychiatrically unfit when they started having problems in their marriage. Sure, many people can relate to marital problems. To have it break down into trying to use the court system against the wife. Now, people don't think that families are this is above families to do this. I've had it happen in my own personal family where they've used the courts and the psychiatric system to try to label people in the family as psychologically ill or unfit in a bid to compete for money and a breed. That's it. That's simple. Greed and power. So I've seen this happen firsthand. Families will do it. It's happened to my family. It's happened to Pat Kobolak. It's happening to Anna Taylor now. I can go down thousands and hundreds of thousands of people who've been betrayed by their own family. Not a stretch. So she's betrayed by her husband in a divorce. The children are given to the husband. She loses the first two children. She goes on to have another child with another man. Because she gave a home birth, two doctors... I'm getting a text with pertinent information here, just deleting that, or putting that on hold. Forgive me for the pause there. So her third child is born at home. She's an organic, you know, natural person. She's real smart. She's very well spoken and perfectly normal, like as normal as any of the rest of us are, okay? None of us are perfect, and we all have our little screw loose here and there or a deficiency or something we're not able to see because we're biased. So the third child is born, beautiful, blonde hair, blue eyes. We're going to post the pictures up on the internet. I'm going to get them to you, Freedom Screamer, a sovereign man at Freedom Scream Radio. Follow us over at Chat Tango. But if you can, sovereign man, if you can dust off the old Freedom Scream Radio, dust off the cobwebs and tumbleweeds over there and put it and get it fired up, put some gas in it and fire it up, charge up the battery. And we're going to try to print, wait till you see the pictures of Anna and Robert and this little baby that is being third child being stolen by the court because the two doctors at the hospital where they took the baby for a checkup after the home birth. Okay, so they had the baby at home. They figured they're going to be safe and do a checkup at the hospital. They'd be responsible parents. Go have the doctor check them up. Make sure the baby's in perfect condition. Beautiful little blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. And the doctors don't like the fact she gave a home birth, so they open a case in the witch's court. Tried going through CPS even. The child pedophile services didn't even want to have anything to do with it because the child was not abused. There was nothing wrong with it. CPS didn't even want it. The Satanist, self-triggered puke over at CPS didn't even want it. So the two doctors from a private hospital opened a case in the witch's court directly themselves. And the witch's court was happy to comply. Judge Joe Marino, who's got his law degree at Catholic University, so he's intimately beholden to the vicar, was happy to comply with the doctors and steal the child. So Anna hires an attorney, thinking she'll do the right thing. An attorney named Lisa Vincent, who I spoke to for about 2 hours one day. And while she was sucking down cigarettes, it sounded like she had a conscience. But in the end, I could tell that the conscience was going to lose to the mandate from the bar and the higher-ups. She throws the case, just like a Don King fight, through the fight. You're going to lose this fight. You got that? You're going to get $1 million to do it, or you're going to get a knife in the back of your neck some night when you're not looking. And that's the okay? And so she threw the case. And Anna said, you know what? She didn't say anything. She just did it. She got on the witness stand and exposed the whole thing, the corrupt court, the lack of jurisdiction, her attorney being corrupt and selling her out, and did it in a very, she good looking, she was dressed well, she spoke well, she spoke the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. She didn't leave out the whole truth part. She spoke the whole truth. She said, this court's corrupt, my attorney's selling me out, I want my child back, you have no jurisdiction over this human flesh, there's no evidence this child was ever abused, this was obviously about money. She did everything that we're supposed to do. She did everything Perry Mason was supposed to do. She did everything they're supposed to do on Law and Order, except those are globalist pig Hollywood garbage plates offered to you to get you to lick the boots and think that, the system will do justice in the end. They'll do the right thing. Well, don't worry. We'll get around to some justice later. Yeah, some truth, partial truth, and nothing but the partial truth. So help me, Satan. That's what the system goes by. So anyway, Judge Marino was happy to steal the child, and it's been 2 years now. Wait till you see the pictures of the parents, Anna and Robert, and the baby at the nursery. When Anna went to visit the child on visitation that she had, the minimal visitation, like once a month or something like that, she brought a tea set to one of the visits so they could sit and have a playtime and have tea together. How precious is that? And they were going to sit there and have tea together. They were going to put any hot tea in the thing. And the facility claimed the baby could be burned by the hot tea. And this shows the signs of an irresponsible parent. How dare you bring a toy tea set to the playtime with your two-year-old daughter? Nice, huh? Oh, boy, things are changing under Trump. Yeah, look at that memo from Comey to Mueller. Big freaking deal. Oh, Hillary used an unlicensed server. You think she's going to do prison? Are you kidding me? Are you people out there stupid enough to keep following this absurd garbage crap pile after pile? Wow, big news, the memo, this and the prosecutor's head. And Hagman comes on and says, there's been a secret prosecutor on the Mueller thing since last summer. Whoa, that's huge news. That means people are flipping and rolling over on each other. Yeah, right. You know what you're seeing right now, people? Chewing up the clock. They're chewing up the operation disclosure. The RV is going to happen. Everybody's going to have their DNRs revalued. You're going to be a millionaire. Aliens are going to come out from the Galactic Super Council of Super Friends and save the day. Yay. The Trump and the White Hats are moving in. Every Alex Jones guest is either co-host is either a lawyer, an attorney, or a member of a three-letter agency that works for the stinking, filthy government that betrayed us. Thank you, Gordon Lightfoot. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, John. Thank you, Tom. I'll be right back after this break. Thank you, Gary and Chris, for waiting. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Never you're not forget out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are a republic because the rights of the individual are paramount and sacrosanct and supreme above all else. The rights of the individual trump all. The rights of the collective are nothing. It's fictitious garbage. The rights of the collective keep everybody, the security stay, the good of the many, for the good of all. I mean, I hear the same garbage coming out of the Republicans and Trump White House. The same. We got to keep everybody safe. We're going to make everybody strong. We're going to make the country strong and keep people safe. The stronger America gets in their term of definition of strength, the weaker we, the less safe we get. Okay, they think the stronger government's going to take your guns and make the people weaker. A giant burgeoning military with bases all over the world is eventually going to collapse under its own weight, along with help from everybody else who wants to resist it and have their freedom. So, Anna Taylor is sitting in a psychiatric ward on the seventh floor of Middlesex Hospital in Middletown, Connecticut. Boy, these names are ringing a bell. Middletown, Connecticut. She's on the seventh floor in the psychiatric ward. She showed up in court, spoke well, dressed well, pulled a Perry Mason, common law Perry Mason, knocked it out of the park. If this was a movie, and this could be, and it would be like no other, and people would be blown away that this is all totally real. I have no reason to believe anything this woman told me a lie. She sent me documentation on everything, files of it, all kinds of stuff. Hundreds of hours she's had with Dr. Mantell. The doctor who had his psychiatric license revoked by the American Psychiatric Association. He was a former U.S. Army doctor who was de-licensed because of his experiments in obedience on people against their will. And you want to know what he is now? He's the Department of Children and Families' favorite doctor. He works for the state of Connecticut. Doesn't that make you feel good? Things are really changing, aren't they, out here where the rubber meets the road? People, woe to all you who are paying attention to the garbage coming out of the other alternative media. One idiot, meaningless news story after another. This is where it's going on. They've had this woman, obviously her father was something. They're not disclosing his name on the birth certificate. They don't usually let you do that. The name, it doesn't happen. They knew exactly who the guy was. So anyway, and now that's harder to, you know, a little more deep and back into research and not necessarily really pertinent to the case, but it shows the pattern that she's been in the system, so to speak, for a long time. Why did Dr. Mantell have hundreds of hours? And this is all documented. And in one part of the interview with her, with Anna Taylor, and these were all interviews done basically against her will, mandated by the court during her first custody battle. Typical of the courts now is to force psychiatric evaluations on people who are going through legitimate court proceedings. We had a break, and we're going to take it. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the RBN Network.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Gary and Chris. I'm going to be turning it over to Gary and Chris, heavy duty here, but I wanted to get you know, the situation out with the general details of this woman's case. She's been in the system since she was a child. You know, came from a very abusive family, all kinds of, you know, abuse along the way that we may not want to discuss, and just things that were, she's had a rough life. Turned out great. I mean, I've talked to her on the phone dozens of times about this situation she's in. She can't get anybody to help her. Her attorney, Lisa Vincent, sold her out in court. The Dr. Mantell, this U.S. Army doctor, who's now the preferred doctor for the Department of Children and Family Services in Connecticut, hundreds of hours of interviews with Anna Taylor. I want to know what he was looking for. Well, she asked him during one point, what are you seeking, doctor? What's the purpose of all these hundreds of hours? You seem to have an extra interest in me. And he said, now, this is a quote from Dr. Mantell, and it's in the documents. He's looking for people who have psychic or psychological superpowers. Those are his exact words. He's looking for people with extraordinary mental ability, capacity. And those are his words. This is not something we made up. I nailed her down on there. I said, now, wait a minute. I said, what did it say? And I made sure that she was from the document that was written up. He says he's looking for people who have superpowers, not extraordinary powers, not unusual, superpowers. I thought that was very, very telling. And now, okay, so what do you think they're doing? I mean, it's insidious. So, Dr. Mantell was supposed to show up in court last Wednesday. Anna was there, dressed to the T, knocked him dead, spoke great, totally exposed the court corruption of her court and the attorney. Dr. Mantell was supposed to be there since he works for the state of Connecticut Department of Children and Family Services. He was supposed to be there. He was not there. You see, he was supposed to be there making the case for the state that psychiatric ward, and Anna was there, who was not, she was not supposed to be there, and she was honoring, you know, okay, I'll be there in court. She we all did a fantastic job. The next day she shows up and wants to have some documents notarized, and the attorney takes her in the back room and says, I'm going to effing kill you. This is the attorney, Lisa Vincent, speaking to Anna. And Anna says, oh, really, because I exposed your corruption? And she says, you'll see. Attorney writes out a document to the state police saying my client threatened me, completely switched it, reversed it, and totally lied. And they took Anna away on an immediate, on a charge that she's delusional and an immediate danger to herself or others. And they want to force immediate psychiatric treatment on her, which means psychiatric medications where they turn her into a vegetable, forcibly inject her, tie her down if she resists, forcibly inject her with the needle, and drug her into a stupor state like they did with Patricia Kobalek here in Rochester, New York at the Shorewinds Nursing Home because her brothers were New World Order and heavy duty in the system. One was an economic hitman, one was the head of the 911 emergency center, and the other was a major CPA, the Pierce brothers, and they locked her up. And I've seen this happen before, so this is not new. This is, you know, so you don't have to really, when I get the details and I get the documents, and then I get an interview multiple times with the person in question, okay, and then I do my research before I just come out and say, oh, I'm going to help this person. This is not just some girlfriend I want to help out or, you know, because I'm on a crusade or something, I hate the witches. No, this is an egregious, this is a case where the, she's been abused and down since the day one. And now she's locked up on a psychiatric hold because she turned out great, real smart, and she's challenging the system and all the documents that she was having notarized and presenting to the court, not through her attorney, just by herself on her own the day after she exposed the corruption. She gets to court, and the state police were there waiting for her, took everything she owned, stripped her down, took her to the emergency room because they couldn't take her to the jail because they did not have any evidence that she made a threat. Nothing. They have nothing. So they have to take her to the psychiatric ward because the jail, they can't make the case that there's any criminal charge. If she was in immediate danger, she had done something, if she said, I'm going to go get a gun and come back here and shoot, kill you, then, okay, she'd be in the witch's jail. They don't have anything on her. Just like they didn't have anything on Chris Cave, who's about to take over, who's with us tonight, and they locked him up for 2 months. And they're using the medical system and the psychiatric system and all this. Let's get people, oh, great, I'm sure the new legislation that's coming out has all kinds of, let's get psychiatric help and let's make sure we address the mental health system and make sure that those mentally ill people don't get those guns and blah, blah, blah. And this has nothing to do with the guns, other than taking them, because useful idiots will vote for gun grabbers who make stupid cases that don't make any sense. We know what it leads to. It leads to what they're doing to this woman, Anna Taylor, right now. And tonight, while you're all eating the hamburger and peanuts and listening to the RBN network and giggling at Eric the Freedom Screamer, she's sitting in a psychiatric ward wondering if she's going to have, wondering what the outcome of her secret star chamber court proceeding that's going to take place in the basement of the psychiatric hospital, not at the courthouse. You get that? They don't have to take her anywhere. She's going to go, she's going to be shackled and taken down the elevator into the dungeon. No shit. No kidding. And they're going to have a court proceeding. And Judge Joseph Marino, with his law degree from Catholic University, doing everything the vicars and the Bar Association tells him to do, is going to go make a special trip to the hospital and put Anna Taylor, or try to put Anna Taylor, in a forced psychiatric treatment, which means forced drugging, tie her down. If she resists, stick a needle in her arm, turn her into a vegetable. Think about it, folks. This could happen to any one of you out there. Any one of you. It has happened to some people that had very serious run-ins with the witch's system. Steve Engel sent me pictures of the leg that the cops smashed because just getting him a beating. Because he was in his own home at 11 at night. They showed up from a bogus 911 call that never came from his house, and he could prove it. And showed up at 11:30 at his house and said, we want to come in. We got an emergency call for this house or from this house. And he's standing there with his pistol, and they kick in the door and beat him half to death because he was standing in his own doorway at 11:30 at night wondering, who are these pigs at the door banging on my door at 11:30 at night? It's the effing pigs. It's not your local Antifa, and it's not Black Lives Matter. It was white douchebags from the idiot sheriff department who were paid killers and nothing more. So I'm urging people, I'm going to give you two phone numbers right now, and then I'm going to take Sovereign Man's call, and then we're going to turn it over to Chris and Gary. And Anna Taylor is being held tonight, and I come to you on behalf of Anna Taylor. I'm not doing this to make money or to make myself famous. I'm doing this because this woman's going to get locked up. She's a brilliant woman. And let me wonder, here's an interesting detail. There had to be a supporting deposition from this state trooper presenting from court due to bizarre behavior, uncooperative, patterns she is difficult to interview. She reportedly sent a threatening text to her attorney. So there it is. They can't come up with a text or any evidence. She reportedly did something. So the cop's saying, I heard she may have done this. And the cop's saying, show me the text, ma'am, that threatens you. The cop just wrote up and said, but reportedly she threatened somebody. So lock her up. She's pressured. This is what they put in. Oh, this is what the psychiatrist put in the evaluation. She's pressured, tangential, and unable to cooperate fully. What the hell is that? You're going to lock up somebody because they're not cooperating with the witch's court? She's doing exactly what any smart person would do. She should. Oh, her thoughts are racy. They use the word racy in there. Who wouldn't have thoughts that are racy when you're getting dragged in the court, when your children have been taken in custody battles that went bad because your husband had more power and more money than you do? And subsequent hundreds of hours of interviews with this freak doctor from the U.S. Army, Dr. Mantell, who's now working for the state of Connecticut, Children and Family Services, this says it all. Looking for people with superior superpowers mentally, good God, this guy's looking for stuff. He got delicensed by the American Psychiatric Association for performing experiments on people in obedience training. To train people how to obey. Think about that. This is a guy who's the head doctor for the Department of Children and Family Services, and you have doctors from the private hospital where Anna is incarcerated right now who originally brought the case against her in the witch's court. Remember now, CPS didn't bring the case forward. It's just two private doctors at the hospital where she's locked up bringing a case that says, hey, we can steal the child, make all kinds of money from adoption incentives, from the Clinton adoption incentives program bill that was passed. Great. The witch's court makes a fortune. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies, they get a ton of money for them. And the woman can come back and we can get hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from the state to incarcerate her in our psychiatric ward and perform all kinds of experiments on her because she's obviously, she doesn't have too many people to stand up for her. Her family's betrayed her. Her mother was a drug addict. The father's long since dead or in a secret situation where he doesn't want to be found or known, and they weren't giving his name out on the birth documents. And so it's a very serious situation. If they can do it to her, they'll do it to anyone. They're starting with the people who are the biggest threat. So you got to know this woman is really taking the bullet for all of us, like Chris did. Chris got locked up, took the bullet for all of us. They can't get all of us. They can't get everyone listening to this broadcast. They can get some of us, and they're going to try. And they're going to hope that's going to resonate fear throughout the rest of the listeners, throughout the rest of the people in the movement. Don't submit to the fear. I'll never forget. A woman told me that. She looked me right in the eye once. In Portland, Oregon, there was a store closing down, a local homespun organic store. It was a great place, food place, and everybody was bummed out that this really they got taxed out of business by the state, and they got a taste of their own socialism and communism, so that was interesting, but it was still sad the store was closing. A woman looked me right in the eye, and she poked me in the chest, and she said, don't submit to the fear. That's the main thing. Don't submit. As soon as you start getting scared or getting your heartstrings pulled, you're going to do stupid things like say, we need to take all the guns and make people safe. You're right. We all know where the guns are, the crime is not. And where the guns are not, the crime is. So anyway, Anna Taylor is waiting for your assistance. Do your own investigation. And I'm going to give two numbers here and get right to you, Sovereign Man. Thanks for your patience. But I wanted to give as many details on this case as I could. The two numbers for the hospital that I have, and I hope these are gets you pretty close, is 860. That's the area code for Connecticut. 860-358-6000. That's 860-358-6000. The other one is 860-262-5000. That's 860-262-5000. Okay, so there's two numbers. But look, if I had something wrong, I've seen them change numbers. The U.S. Marshals changed their phone number within 3 days in the Stephen Dean case. They were getting so many phone calls, hundreds. The sheriff of Utah County said hundreds of calls he was getting. And to his credit, he was attempting to return them all. So I thought that was cool, Sheriff Jim Tracy of Utah County. But anyway, those two numbers, 860-358-6000, 860-262-5000. And so anyway, the point of me bringing up the Stephen Dean case is, A, they'll change numbers, so don't let them ditch and dodge. Do your own investigation, okay? Do something. What did you do for freedom this week, y'all? What did you do for freedom this week? What did you do? Did you? I know you listened a lot to RBN. That's fantastic. That's a great start. Then, what did you do? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Gary, in Michigan, the Bible says, somewhere in there, it says, and the book of life will be opened, and every man will be judged by his works. And that does not mean you're only going to get to heaven on your works, because ultimately they're dirty rags. You got to accept the blood of the Savior who hung on the cross. But you still must adhere. So anyway, let me get right to Sovereign Man. I give him those two numbers out. Sovereign Man, before I go on to another thought, you got the floor. What's up over there at freedomscreamradio.chattango.com? That's freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. And we'll try to keep that active a little more here. Go ahead, Sovereign Man.
Blessings, greetings, and salutations. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Nice of you to join us tonight. Thanks for everything you do for the network.
Well, hallelujah. Well, it's just, you know, doing the right thing, try to do the right thing the right way. Anyway, let me be quick about the whole Chattango thing. Eric, if you want to post pictures in the Chattango, make an account. And then once you make an account, you'll be able to, bottom of the page, it'll show like a camera. If you click on the camera, it'll let you upload pictures from your computer.
Great. So I'm going to have Daniel do that tomorrow morning. That's perfect because he's really good with the computer stuff, and his is a little faster than mine is. I'm a little slow on the technology. That's awesome. Okay, great. And anybody else wants to add, to contribute to this discussion in any way, please, like Sovereign Man said, it's an open posting situation. It sounds like an open forum. So we have to be responsible.
Don't have to get an account. You can be anonymous. Just be respectful.
Oh, right. Exactly. And that way we can come to it. Because once communication, we get angry at the enemy and we want to fight the enemy and resist the enemy. But, you know, at the same time, you gotta love your enemy without letting it destroy you. And to me, it means let it go, have faith, and don't let it chew you up. The hatred for the enemy, just realize it's a parasite. Pray that the evil ones will, and the people who are gone sour will repent. And the ones that don't, hey man, cast them down into the fiery pit they crawled out of. Please be God in heaven, and that could be a prayer. I think that retains, what's that called, imprecatory prayer. Anyway. Sovereign Man, appreciate that. So anything you can post on Dr. Mantel, M-A-N-T-E-L, and there's all kinds of stuff. I don't have my old notes in front of me, and I would have to go too far. It would have taken me too long to dig up that stuff. So I'm hopefully maybe Tom Acavaro will let me indulge me another night next week, or at least a couple of minutes to kick in and give an update on this matter, because this is really serious. This is the quintessential case. It's the picture-perfect illustration of what the government does. They key in on young people in the system who are disadvantaged, come from drug addict families, and then they follow them throughout their life. They have dossiers and folders on all of us. Boy, it's unreal. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. We will get to Gary and Chris, I promise, after this break. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. I want to thank Sovereign Man for everything he does over there. Thanks, Sovereign Man. You can do an open posting at Freedom Scream Radio. I imagine the other Chat Tango's rooms that the other hosts have are also the same. So, you know, feel free to post, you know, cross-post. I mean, don't just limit it to one. Go down the Chat Tango sites with some of the other hosts. If this situation here kind of tweaks your interest, and I hope it does, because I could not go to sleep tonight knowing that I didn't do everything I could to help this woman who I've spoken to multiple times, who's had now three children stolen, two in a custody battle that went bad. Husband, very powerful, wealthy, used the courts to label her as mentally ill when she was nothing of the sort. And of course, the child now, the two doctors at the hospital opening the case directly at the witch's court without even CPS, not even the government. It's the hospital and the court working in conjunction, just the two of them. No Child Protective Services, no call the cops showing up and CPS battle and all this stuff, none. The doctors went to the court and said, there's something wrong with this woman. She gave birth at home. Oh, my God, a home birth. She must be delusional. Must be paranoid. Must be uncooperative. Here's some once again, and then we're going to get Chris in here. Hour number two is going to be heavy on Chris and Gary. The recent interview that she just had at the hospital, and she didn't really consent, but she said a couple of words in her own defense. You know, she didn't consent. They don't have jurisdiction. She gave a good reasonable speech, but nothing too detailed. And all they could come up with is, she presents herself as very suspicious. She's unable to cooperate fully during the interview. That means, let me translate that. That means she doesn't want to consent to their jurisdiction, and she shouldn't. She has every right to keep her mouth shut. It's called the Fifth Amendment protected right to keep your mouth. I'm sorry, God-given Fifth Amendment protected right to keep your mouth shut, not to talk to anybody from the government. She's pressured and tangential. Pressured and tangential? What the hell does that mean? You're going to lock somebody up and force medicate them because she's pressured and tangential? Well, whoever's doing it, that's not her fault. Whoever's doing the pressure should stop it. If somebody is being pressured, that means there's a second party doing the pressuring. If I'm being pressured, it's going to have to be by something or someone. I guess I could dream up my own pressure and be a good Mason and make up my own truth and my own reality, my own version of everything. We'll get off too far off track there. She presents herself as very suspicious. Oh, let me translate that. Yeah, she doesn't trust the psychiatric profession and the witch's court and other street Nazis who are happy to round her up. Like SPF, I'm sorry, PFC, Hesseltine. This is a state police goon that took her from the courthouse saying that, quote, Anna thinks she's part of an experiment conducted by the New World Order. And he wrote that in his report. And she just did a fantastic job defending herself in court. She has no proof. So what if she does? PFC Hesseltine, Gary and Chris. Gary, you used to be a military. Chris, you have multi-jurisdictional law enforcement. PFC is private first class, is it not? We'll discuss that after this break. Here at the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.